This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, that was Brian Hoyer. Last segment said basically no-brainer going after Matt Stafford. He thinks it's enough to get Miles Garrett excited
back on board
about staying here, a commitment to that kind of a winning. Now, earlier in the show, I did raise some questions about it. I thought, you know, earlier in the show, I wondered, is this taking another shortcut? You know, much in the way that they tried to take that shortcut to winning a Super Bowl with a team they thought was loaded. Is this the time to do it? Because I do not think this team is as talented or has as many guys in their prime as that team did when they went and got Deshaun Watson. Watson, on paper, had a better year, you know, the last time he had played than what we just saw out of 37-year-old Matt Stafford. Now, Hoyer did bring up Stafford's injury. He was playing with broken ribs, so if it looked like he was not as mobile, if it looked like he wasn't able to put as much into his throws, okay, there's a legitimate reason. So was that a good enough, did that push you over the edge on Matt Stafford, especially considering Hoyer said, yeah, $50 million, whatever?
Did it push me up? No, I think Matthew Stafford would be the best available out there. And as I said earlier, I think Kirk Cousins is second best available. I agree 100% with what Brian said. 100%. No argument for me. The issue that I have is the practicality of it. How to make it work, right? I think that Andrew Berry could find a creative way to make it work. But when you're talking about $50 million a year, Anthony, he's got 2 years on the existing deal. I would assume he'd probably want at least a third. So that's a $150 million contract you'd have upon expiration. He's 37 as well. So when it expires, he's 40. Are you convinced that this year probably could give you a real good year? Are you getting that the next 2 years, right? Or are you going to put yourself in a similar position contract-wise that you currently find yourself in with Deshaun Watson, right? Where you have a tremendous amount of cap space that will have to be burned off that deal at the end of it, right? Because that's the only way you can. The cash isn't an issue. The cash, and I've said this repeatedly. For as critical as I have been of the Browns as an organization and their failings on the field, the one thing I cannot criticize with any semblance of credibility is ownership's willingness to spend to win and their desire to win. They're all in on winning. They don't care what it costs. So cash isn't an option. Matthew Stafford, you want $50 million a year? Fine. We'll swallow the 46 we're giving to Sean to make that happen. I have no doubt in my mind they'd be willing to do that. I just don't know, from a cap maneuverability standpoint, Anthony, how to make that work. If Barry can find a way, then I go for it. Absolutely go for it.
And you're also saying you're trading your number one pick in the second round?
Yeah, I would trade 33.
That's a big pick to have.
Well, I'd trade 33 and maybe even give him a sweetener in there, right? Maybe give him a player that you want to cut. Maybe give him a mid to late round pick or a comp pick that you know you're going to receive, something like that. I'm fine. If they want to go after Matthew Stafford, you're not going to get any criticism from me. I am just stuck on the practicality of it. And
also, he has to want to come here.
Right.
Got to do a little bit of a marketing plan here. You got to sell him on it because he holds the cards on this. And
you
got a
beach in
L.A.?
We got beaches here.
We got 90 days of great beach weather here, according to Jameis Winston. Don't forget about that, right? He said 90 days?
That's right.
90 days.
90 days.
In chagrin.
All right, so he could talk to Jameis about that. I don't know if the Browns make – how many teams would make sense right now? You know, a team that would make sense is San Francisco. Guess who there's no way in a million years the Rams are
– trading with, right?
You're right.
That's just not happening.
They're not going
to
do that.
That'd be like the Browns trading Myles Garrett or Nick Chubb to the Steelers. That just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, you definitely have to limit.
No, they might cut them, and then they sign with the Steelers. That's a different conversation. See Joe Hayden, but...
All right, so right now, if you were to rank them, however you choose to do it, because we've talked about Sanders...
we only rank one way.
That's true. We've talked Cousins, we've talked Sanders, we've talked Stafford. Give me the Daryl Ryder power ranking on Browns offseason quarterback list. Number one,
Matthew Stafford. Number two choice, Kirk Cousins.
And drafting where? Drafting a quarterback where?
And
if at all.
Drafting a quarterback in the middle rounds. Okay. I don't care what round, but middle rounds. Take a flyer on a kid.
Not
right?
Trading up at the end of the first round?
No. No, because you're giving up, you're probably going to give that up to, make a player that can play. Get a player that can play now. Then I'm going to say there's like a massive gap. And then, sure, why not? Shutter Sanders or Cam Moore did too.
But a huge gap between
big gap.
Options
big gap.
Two and option three.
Yeah. Because I really want nothing else to do with any of the other available quarterbacks this offseason. I want nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. That's not even a conversation.
I'm in agreement there. No interest.
None.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zero zilch, nada. Juice, absolutely not worth the squeeze on or off the field.
I do know some people in my phone right now.
Although the Browns, big Pat McAfee show fans, so, you know.
Yeah, I have some people in my phone I could reach out to get him whatever he needs.
Yeah.
Who are those people?
Yeah, do tell.
It's under fake names.
Okay. Probably smart by you. I'm really not interested in that. That's why I keep using the term dumpster diving for quarterbacks. Because that's what I feel like the Browns have to do this offseason. I think Kirk Cousins is the most realistic option that's out there. Matthew Stafford, for me,
I guess
that,
I just...
I feel like Matthew Stafford is the gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, I mean, if they got Stafford, I could see them winning 10 games. Kirk Cousins, I have that in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 wins.
You don't think it's any higher than 8?
You'd have to have everything go your
correct.
Way. And that includes AFC North going down.
Which isn't going to happen.
Well, you never know. I mean, but Lamar Jackson.
Baltimore's not going anywhere.
You think Stafford can get injured. Cover up warts that Kirk Cousins
correct.
Can't cover up?
Yes.
And I think the Bengals some way, somehow find a way to be better next season. I don't know how. Because, you know, we don't know if they're keeping Joe Burrow's receivers or not.
All right. Daryl. The tush push. We had Brian Hoyer weigh on it last segment. The unknown team at first, that was the report that an unnamed team pushed this. And now it's the GM of the Packers. He's like, it was me.
Yeah.
I was the guy that am putting up a fight against this. And I imagine he's got some support.
I would imagine.
Because you wouldn't want to be out there on an island. It would be very bad PR if you're like the only team. Because it just kind of makes you look bad. I think he does have support. I think people were disgusted by the prolonging of the tush-push play on the one-yard line in the NFC Championship game. Everybody's watching that game, and everybody is rooting for them to get stopped.
Washington tried to defend the play, which is pretty much the only way you can defend.
Cheat, yeah.
Here's the issue I have with the tush-push. It's not about mano-a-mano. It's not about athleticism. It's about people shoving a ball carrier forward and aiding the runner. If it was about the offensive lineman just taking out the defensive line and then the quarterback just sneaking the ball and getting an edge, that's fine. I have an issue with stacking your backfield with a bunch of guys just to shove your quarterback forward. That's the issue I have. And I don't feel like it's a true football play, and I know there's a lot of analysts, a lot of my colleagues disagree with me. I don't think it's a pure football play.
So this play was banned up until 2005. And really not the play, because the play didn't exist.
Aiding the runner from behind was banned up until then.
And the reason they changed the rule back then, they said they couldn't tell who was pushing who.
Yeah.
Well, now we know. It's an advertisement for we are doing everything we can to push. And what I find fascinating is anytime I bring it up and I say this doesn't look like football, there are some football guys that are like, this is football. And I'm like, well, if this is football, then I guess I don't like football.
Yeah.
Like if every team did this, and I got to give them credit. They did better. They do it better than everybody else. If the Bills could have done it last year, they would have done it. And maybe the Bills would be in the Super Bowl.
They've not been able to replicate it. That's
nobody
the thing, right?
Can.
Nobody. And that is, I think, at the heart of now the growing dissent about the play is the fact that teams have tried to replicate it and they can't. The Eagles are the only team for whatever reason that can do this as effectively as they do. It's funny you mentioned the Bills because we saw them try it in games and it didn't work. But yeah, I really don't like the play. It was novel at first, but now I'm just like, this isn't what football was meant to be. You're not having the ball carrier beat your opponent to gain yardage or gain an advantage on the field. You're just having a bunch of big guys behind you shoving you forward. And that to me, you're getting into the spirit of the game, and far be it for me to stick up for the spirit of the game. I just feel like that play is not in the spirit of the game. I know that's a really stupid argument to make, but I'm making it. I don't care.
Do you think Jalen Hurts today has a Super Bowl ring?
Without the tush push?
Without the tush push. If that was not in the arsenal.
Probably not.
If this had been banned a year ago, are they the world Super Bowl champions today?
I don't think so.
Owen?
Well, based on that game, they're still winning that game because, Chiefs didn't block anyone. But he's probably not even in that game without the tush push.
He has been to a Super Bowl. Two Super Bowls. Yes, the NFC Championship game. I mean, it's been an amazing career. And kudos to them. The rule, it's legal. They found a way around it. I kind of feel like this is getting banned. I feel like the league didn't like the look of that NFC Championship game, even though the game was over. I mean, it was not a game. But you needed an incident, a high-profile incident, and there it was on full display in front of, 50 million people.